USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is holding a briefing with members of Congress that's clearing up a lot of false reporting from the New York Times. The press secretary speaking at a White House press briefing on Monday.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported, and the veracity of the underlying allegations continue to be evaluated.
The FBI is warning about scammers who are offering fake coronavirus antibody tests to steal personal information. Antibody tests are used to see if someone has had coronavirus in the past, but only some antibody tests are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and they're given to patients only who ask for them. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Prosecutors are continuing to go after a high-profile NFL owner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Prosecutors in Florida are trying to keep a case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft alive. They want a Florida appeals court to reverse a judge's ruling that threw out video evidence central to the solicitation of prostitution case against him. Kraft was charged in February of 2019 after police in Jupiter said he took part in prostitution at a massage parlor. Police had been recording video inside the massage parlor anyway because of suspected prostitution activity, and Kraft got snared in it.
With nearly a third of potential car buyers putting off making a purchase because of unemployment and market concerns, Ford is launching a program that lets people know if they buy or lease a Ford vehicle and then lose their job because of the coronavirus pandemic, they'll be allowed to return the car without penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Organizers of Seattle's CHOP are urging demonstrators to leave a tent encampment in the area and focus on an abandoned police precinct. Multiple acts of violence have been reported in and around the police-free zone over the past few weeks. Two people were critically wounded in a shooting near CHOP on Monday. One of the victims later died at the hospital. Joey Rodolfo is a Seattle business owner. He says enough is enough regarding CHOP.
The city council said that they were going to take the CHOP zone down on Friday, and the agitators won that one. Then they said that it was going to happen Sunday. Agitators won again. Now they're saying it's Monday. So you know what happens when you keep moving the goalposts, right? The goalposts keep moving. We don't have any confidence that this is going to end anytime soon. Now, I will tell you that we have a very capable police force that could probably go in there, but we believe they probably have a stand-down order. So this city has gotten so progressive here lately that I talk to my friends who own restaurants and other businesses, and I can tell you the crescendo keeps increasing here with people that are saying, we want out.
As New York City looks to cut up to $1 billion from their police budget, shootings and violence in the city are up 42% year-to-date. Through the 27th of June, the city has seen 500 shootings year-to-date. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.